Hello everyone, my name is Alex Lumiere, and welcome to another episode of Harry Potter Ships. Today we are going to be discussing ships that I hate. Little disclaimer before we start, if you like a certain ship and I don't, please have no hate on me. I don't want to deal with this hate, I can't deal with this hate. Also, if you don't like a certain ship and I do, please don't hit on me for that either. I'm just, yeah. Okay, before we start, another thing I have to say is sorry if I sound drowsy or whatever you call it. I literally just woke up like 30 minutes ago, I guess. Well, I had to try again with this podcast, but so today we're going to be discussing ships that I absolutely hate. So we're going to be discussing, actually I'm just going to leave it for a surprise. yeah, so let's go. Okay, so the first number one ship that I absolutely absolutely hate is, Dromini. Yeah, I absolutely hate that ship. Okay, one reason is because they show no romantic moments in the series. What I mean by romantic moments is in, like, I don't know, like, I don't know. But, like, they show no romantic moments. They show no affection to each other. Because literally, in the third movie, she punches him. Like, bro, like, next, and, like, they show no affection, like, Hermione fans, I guess, like, say, like, oh, look at the way Draco is looking at Hermione. Bro, like, that's probably, he's probably looking at something else, like, you don't know that he's looking at Hermione, like, and it's probably, and it could be the actors just talking, you know? But everyone knows that Tom Felton did have a crush on Emma, I think. I don't know. but still, that doesn't mean it's a good ship, in my opinion. Oh yeah, I forgot about the disclaimer. If you like a certain ship and I don't, please don't hit me. Oh, I don't, I didn't forget that number. Okay, so the next ship that we will be talking about is Harry Times Hermione. Okay, so I did ship this, like, when I was first reading Harry Potter, because I obviously, before the third movie, didn't know Hermione was going to end up with Ron, but she did, which I'm glad about that, because you remember in the first episode when I was talking about OG ships? I said that I loved Hermione, like, I don't understand, I mean, I guess I could see why people ship them, because there are, like, at least three romantic moments in the series, but I still don't understand why people ship them, like, I just don't get it. So, I'll just talk about the romantic moments, I guess, because there are some, but that doesn't mean I ship them. Yeah. Okay. So, the first romantic moment is when, in Deathly Hallows Part 1, when they're at the cemetery. That, I'll just have a little thing. The only reason, in my opinion, is the only reason that she leaned on Harry's shoulder is because Ron was not there. If Ron was there, she would probably lean on Ron. Because, yeah, but Ron was also mad at them because he was mad at Harry and all that. And, yeah. I mean, I could see why people ship them for that, but I don't think it's a good match, to be honest. Yeah, I get why they're so smart. But Harry is with Ginny at that time. Harry is with Ginny. And, Harry and Ginny make a better couple, in my opinion. Just saying. Like, oh, also, this is an opinion podcast. So, so yeah. And, oh, and also the other romantic moment is in Half-Blood Prince. When, you know, Ron is with Lavender. Okay, I get why people ship them at that time, but that's because Ron is with Lavender. If Ron wasn't with Lavender, no. If Lavender wasn't crushing on Ron and didn't kiss Ron, then he would have been with Hermione. In my opinion. Okay, so the other last romantic moment is in Sorcerer's Stone. Okay. I ship them from when I was first reading Harry Potter. But that's because that was until the third movie. So I think I already said that. It's like when like they're like down and like they're playing chess or whatever. That, I mean, bro, they're just young. Like, they're friends. Like, I still don't understand why people should be them. Okay, the next ship is the Luna ships. Okay, let me just say, I ship Luna, aka Neville and Luna, because they just make such a good couple. And they're so cute together, like, bro, like, but, like, the Luna ships, like, Draco times Luna, and Luna times, Harry, and then Luna times Ginny, so, nah, okay, so, Luna, let's talk about Luna times Ginny first, because, I mean, yeah. So, Luna times Ginny, they show enough, well, I mean, they're friends. Can't they just be friends? Bro, like, they're friends in the series, and, like, I don't understand why people would ship them together, like, so, like, I'm trying to think of what to say. They show no affection to each other, except for being friends, and they show no romantic moments at all. I'm just gonna end Luna times Ginny there, because I don't want anybody else to get mad, and I don't want to say the wrong thing. next is Luna times Draco, and this ship I hate. This is, like, the next ship, like, I mean, I ship people with Draco. Don't get me wrong. I like Draco. Don't get me wrong. But I don't ship Hermione or Druna. Yeah, Druna. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. I don't ship those because I don't like it. Okay, so Luna times Draco. They show no affection. There was actually a fan art that I saw where she was rooting for Slytherin. And was like, I commented on it. And was like, if that was Gryffindor versus Slytherin, she would definitely be rooting for Gryffindor. And then the person who posted it said, no, she's rooting for Slytherin because it was a Hufflepuff versus Slytherin match. In my opinion, that would definitely be, she would definitely be rooting for Hufflepuff. I'm not saying that Slytherins are bad, because not all Slytherins are bad. Like, for example, Professor Slughorn, he's not bad, and he's a Slytherin. Bet you didn't know that. Oof. So, yeah. But, they show no affection to each other. No romantic moments. I don't understand why people ship them. boom, bing, bomb, boom. Like, bro, I don't know what to say. Okay, the next ship that's by Luna is Harry Times Luna. Okay, there is some romantic moments. I get that. Well, not really romantic moments, like friend moments. Like, the only reason Harry asked Luna, in my opinion, to the party was because Ginny was taken by Dean at that time. And so, and Hermione was going with, I think, McLagan or Ron. I don't remember. But he didn't have anyone to go with, so he just picked Luna because he knew that she would probably say yes. So, yeah, and I get why there's, like, romantic moments. But it's just friend moments. Like, can't they just be friends for once? Like, why do you have, like, same with Luna times Jenny. They're just friends, like, in my opinion, like, bro. Okay, and I think that's all. I don't know. I don't remember. Let me see. I don't remember. So, that is my podcast for today. Tomorrow's episode will be ships that I love. And, like, aren't OG ships. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And I will see y'all tomorrow. Bye.